radio's pretty cool. How long you been doing electronics and radio and stuff? I started when I was 14. I'm an old man. I'm 65 now.
Well, I've been doing media stuff for about 13 or 14 years. When I was in high school, I would... Well, I'll be right back. They're calling me on the trivia then.
Right, WB0RF. Go ahead. I'm going to turn the volume up. I missed a call. I think it was CLA.
Welcome to the WB0LRS repeater. CLA.
Sorry, it's just a little noisy on this end. Jeff, is that you again, I think?
David here.
I copied David. You're chopping in and out a little bit. That's why I'm, getting bits and pieces, kind of picket fencing. Not picket fencing exactly, but going in and out.
Okay.
That'll work.
Okay, I'm outside now. Winston Robin, David.
Well, hey, David, I got you now. You're sorry to make you go out there and stand still, but sometimes that's what you got to do. Sounded good. Evening to you, and thanks for stopping by. My name is Jeff. I think you had that in. I'm in Sedalia, of course. You're down there on handle.
Yeah, I've got a...
Yes, I closed the net a while ago officially, but I was net control, yes.
Okay, I've got the
answer. I think I put your call down as a check-in, of course. I mean, So, hope that's okay. I think that's what you said, maybe. I'm not sure, but you were chopping again, so... appreciate you taking the time. You stay in that good spot, though, if you want to come back one more time, or otherwise, if you don't, I'll figure you went inside.
I don't know where it's going.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, it's officially it's in Sedalia, Missouri. It's actually about 10 miles north of Sedalia, Missouri, is where it's actually at.
Okay, I have to
look
first. I'm not here. I know it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, somebody, I'm sorry, it's just not enough. It's just, you were out of the repeater about as much as you ran in, and I didn't really copy that. WB0LRX, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to give you that report, but I couldn't hear you. So, thanks though for stopping by and good to talk with you. And I hope to hear you on again. Hope you'll try it again anytime. Always welcome. WB0LRX. I think so. It was brief, but yes, you were in there.
Okay, I went inside, hooked it up.
Yeah, I think so. I think I hear a little tiny buzz, but your signal's stronger. So it must give you more power. And the buzz is small. It's small. I could kind of hear something. Like it's not totally clean. But does it give you more power out? Do you know? Okay. Yeah, I've got radios like that. I've got a Wotion that just won't die. It needs a new volume pot, but aside from that, the thing works as good as the day I bought it. I don't know where the manual is either. So, I can't hear you now though. So I would say something. I would say it's making more power out or something. I would guess.
Okay, this is my phone.
I'm not familiar with that model, but, yep, that's good. Sounds good. It didn't sound bad before. It just was chopping in and out. So, when it was in, it was fine.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe the battery's, old or something and has, I'm not saying, maybe it has bad cell. Are you actually on, like, a 12-volt regulated power? power supply, or are you maybe on a charger that plugs into the radio to the, typically to charge the battery? I didn't know for sure. Drop out that time. I just didn't have my ear close to the speaker. Well, as long as the radio's rated for it, and I'll bet it is, it did seem to help you hit in better, that's for sure. But I don't know why that it seems like it puts a little noise on there. I'm not sure just what that is exactly, because if it's a regulated supply, I wouldn't think it would do that. Yep. Well, thanks for stopping by. It seems to boost your power, but it puts a little noise or like almost some fuzziness on your voice there. Kind of weird. WB0LRX, and I'm clear with you. And good evening, and I'm listening.
Well, I was going to come back here with you, but I think I'll wait for the system to drop in 5 minutes, and if I come back, it'll be directly connected to you guys from my phone. Yeah. That way I don't get cut off in mid-conversation. KD0KDW.
Yeah, well, it is getting close to 9:30, so sounds good. Well, WB0RX, you're more than welcome to.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater, CL tone 107.2 hertz.
K0NXA link disconnected. Connecting to Echo Link KA0KDW connected.
Hey, Brad, KA0KDW, WB0LRX. I see your personal Echo Link.
Yes, sir. Figured I'd connect back in here for a little while and listen in for a bit. And good conversation there after the net. Dropped off there for a bit to make sure all of our things disconnected properly and all of that stuff worked. Of course, like I said during the net, James took care of the controller side. I took care of the node side. I've been doing the cron jobs on All-Star for James and the Mitzvah Club, so took care of that side, and he reprogrammed the controller last night, and I did the jobs earlier this morning.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater, CL tone 107.2 hertz.
Well, I think it's awesome that we're doing it. Echolink is, I don't have anything against Echolink, but it doesn't have the audio quality of IRLP. But it's not bad, and it's decent. And I won't say any more about it, really. I'm just glad we're doing it, because I do remember talking to James about this when he lived and worked up in our area and stuff. And we talked about it. It was brought up, so apparently somebody brought it up again and discussed it some more and decided to do it. So glad you did there. Sounds good anyway. I like to boost the activity up here. Probably could get it on our end where that we could turn it on and off voluntarily, but currently that's not. Well, it's possible, but it's not really set up for non-control operators to do, and you know, there'd be some change. Currently, it's just there. You connect from the outside. There for a while, I was using the IRLP. They were using it on the Highway Patrol Network and a few others. And it worked really good, but then I just got out of the habit. We weren't using it much. I think you asked about our internet. We're lucky to be at a tower where there's an internet, a wireless internet provider, and so there's fiber right there. So we have a great connection.
Yeah, and I mean, the same can be said audio-wise for All-Star. I mean, All-Star Of course, that's what you hear in my background is all stuff. It, to me, it sounds multitudes better than Echolink does. Heck, this is probably the most I've used Echolink in well over a year. I basically quit using it when I got my All-Star just because 90% of what I use that has Echolink has All-Star as well, so I choose to use it. In fact, our node that we were connected through is an All-Star node, and then James added Echolink for this, which on the controller side, the node that we connect in, that's actually 99.99% of the time that's on our 440 repeater at the same tower site as the 220, and we have a 6-meter there as well. But specifically for the net, what James did with the controller is it switches the All-Star from the 440 port to the 220, which is that node over to the 220 at 8 o'clock, and switches it back to the 440 at 9:30. That way we can connect.
Are you all, I'm just taking a wild guess here because I know that James used a lot of them with the highway, with a lot of repeaters. Are you using the 7330 by chance?
I believe so. Heck, I believe almost all of the controllers that the Nixa Club uses is the 7330.
Well, I know James talked it up highly to me and likes them, you know, so that's, I knew that. So that's why I thought they probably were. Very good. That's what we're running as well. We're running a BridgeCom repeater with the internal controller disabled and using the SCOM controller, and we have the Raspberry Pi running the IRLP. And I'm curious if All-Star is new to me. I'll be honest. I've heard of it. I've heard the word now, but it's not something I need to do a little learning about that and find out where it fits in things. We really don't use the IRLP much at all these days. Probably just use the Echolink. So might be that All-Star would be the way to go. I have no idea. WB0LRX.
Yeah, the club used to have IRLP back in the day, and it kept going down, and they eventually decided they weren't going to repair it. And the Nixa Club put their first All-Star node on, I can't even remember which repeater it was, back last year, July 22. Can't remember if it was a Big Link system or if it was the 440. It was one of those two that got All-Star first. The 442 repeater is what used to have IRLP on it, which back when it had IRLP, it was with the Central Region Intertie system, which was a lot bigger than what it is now. I remember using that system when I first got licensed. It had repeaters all linked together through IRLP across Nebraska, eastern Kansas, western Missouri, northwest Arkansas, and northeast Oklahoma. And now all that's left on that system is a few repeaters in the Kansas City region, Silicon, maybe one or two out on the Kansas side of the Kansas City metro, and on occasion, our 440 repeater down in Republic. So, but, you know, I would say All-Star is pretty well up there, if not maybe a tiny bit better sounding than the IRLP was back.
Just a moment. Sorry, turned it right back to me when I had a mouthful. Yeah, I really admired the audio quality on IRLP, and I think largely me putting that on, I was using it at the time to connect to the Central Region Intertie. But I was also exploring a little bit. We weren't staying connected. We were kind of playing around. Then it fell into kind of where I didn't use it much, especially when the station started falling off the Intertie. But mostly it was just us losing interest, you know, down here, I guess. But at any rate, that Raspberry Pi has been good to me. I had problems with the reliability of the Raspberry Pi, and it ended up being just the memory cards that certain models and stuff were causing that to fail. But I don't know what failures you all were having with your IRLP. No, I don't know if they were based on Raspberry Pis or not, and I don't know if the failures you were having were something like what I was having. But they would run a while, and then they'd mess up this memory card. And I finally found out that if you got the right memory card, and it wasn't even the one they sell you, that you'd be fine.
Peter's not here other than I used them. That's about all I knew about them. I honestly didn't even know James at that time. I think I didn't start talking to James until, you know, outside of maybe checking into the Nixa Club Net on occasion. I don't think I actively started talking to James. And that's when I started learning about, you know, I knew about the link system that we have down here, the Southwest Missouri link system, which is, was half the size it is now. Literally half the size it is now. Since I've got license, they've added four or five repeaters. Yeah, probably four or five, because they've added Branson, Warsaw, Rolla, Willow Springs, Comstock, and Ben Davis. So, yeah, it's roughly about six or so repeaters. So it was half the size when I got licensed. And, of course, that's when I started learning about the link system is when I started doing that. And then, of course, slowly became more involved with that and running nets and doing everything. And I'm sure James can tell you I probably run more nets than 90% of the people in our region combined.
Welcome to the WB0LRX repeater, TL tone 107.2 Hz.
Well, that sounds great. I have also run a lot of nets, although I'm out of practice because a lot of it was years ago. And these days I mostly check in, and I sort of run this one, but it's sort of informal. If you ever show up and there's nobody running it, I will say, if the person on the spot that grabs it, that's how it is. We don't have too formal. The 2 meter club, the club is not this way. This is just how we are on 220. So I don't want to. The Sedalia Club is very organized. They have roll call nets on 2 meters, and there will be a net control there every time. There just will be. The 220 is a little more casual, and most of the time I make it. If I miss, somebody else gets on, starts talking, and that's how it works. There's room for all kinds in ham radio, you know. At least I hope so. I think so. Except for the ones that are you know, doing illegal things or being bad people, jerks, whatever. Except for that, there's room for everybody. Back to you. WB0LRX.
K0KDW Friday. Yeah, we know all about that all too well the last 6 months or so. And yeah, my very first net I ran was a week after I got licensed. I think it was. Maybe 2 weeks after I got licensed. There was a bill on EchoLink called the Missouri VOIT net, which was 99% EchoLink, and a few repeaters in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Cape Girardeau would connect in. And I had been checking in for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, it was about a month after I got licensed. I just happened to be on there early, probably about 10 minutes before the net. I was connected into the Missouri. At that time, we had a Missouri conference server. And I was connected into that and got a text box message from the schedule that control saying her microphone wasn't working and asked if I'd be willing to run it. And I was like, well, I'm riding in the car right now. I don't have the script in front of me, but if y'all are good with an impromptu on-the-spot net, we'll go for it. And she said, yeah, not a problem. So that was my first time running a check-in net. Now, the day my ticket came in was a Friday, and we had a severe weather event that day. It was July 24th of 2015. We had a little bit of severe weather, and my very first time on the air was running severe weather net.
Well, that's very cool. I'm...